The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Inspiration.
I can do anything.
Education.
Let's do this.
And application.
Oh boy, this is gonna be good.
Welcome to Like It Matters Radio, keeping us out of the water hazard with some truth therapy and teeing up solutions for today's big issues. Here's your life caddy, Mr. Scott V. Black.
So welcome to the world of Mr. Black.
Welcome to the world of Mr. Black. I am he, you are you, and the time is now for Like It Matters Radio. This is where we're living life like it matters. And today, man, we're going to go deep. I mean, not that it's a surprise to any of you out there, right? Regular listeners know that we're going deep all the time. We are not on the surface here at Like It Matters. We go deep. We don't snorkel. We scuba dive. And why? Because it's important. Because I don't just have a few people in Minneapolis listen to me, a couple hundred thousand. I have graduates all over the country listening to me. I just got an enrollment form from the Philippines, and a guy who wants to join me in my class in Monterrey, Mexico. He says, why is he signing up? Because he wants to live his life like it matters. He wants to know his full potential. I have people who have flown in directly from China just to go to my training. Why? Because I deal with the human condition. Unlike the left, the progressive left, the deep state that's running our country, I'm not asking you to follow the political science. I do have my political beliefs. I'm a conservative. I'm a God-loving, Bible-reading, used to be an American-loving son of God. But I want you to know that first and foremost, I am a child of God. Everything else is secondary. And what used to be secondary is my love for my country. My problem is my country left my God. My country now is not acting like my country. What do you do when your child, when your wife, when your father no longer holds on to the values that you guys had together? Right? It's tough. And so, you know, as a leader, we got to live and examine life. As a leader, we got to ask tough questions. As a leader, we don't live in denial. You know, there's an old saying out there, denial is not a river in Egypt. But yet so many people float down it and they live in it because it makes them feel good. And we have a lot of people that are living their life to feel good. The problem is that's nowhere in the book. Doing the right thing doesn't always feel right, doesn't always feel good. Matter of fact, can I suggest many times doing the proper, the right thing is uncomfortable. It's uncomfortable. It's unpopular. And you, this is why you got to go to the existential questions. You can't be defined by other people. You can't be defined by a deep state. You can't be defined by your enemy. God defines you. God says who you are. And then you say who you are. And you know what you believe? You believe what you listen to most often, whether that's good or bad, whether it's empowering or disempowering, whether it's uplifting or downtrodden. And today on Like It Matters Radio, I want to approach a conundrum. And I got to tell you, America should be the land of the conundrum because it is getting freaky deaky out here, people. What country are we living in? The new progressive United States of America or something? What? Where are we, people? I keep reading what Rod Serling going to step out. Imagine. Is this the Twilight Zone or what? How did America turn so rapidly, so quickly? You realize the foundation had to be in place long before Joe Biden was placed in office. Long before that shell of a man, because let's be honest, I don't care if you support him or not, he's not there. He's not running things. Come on. Come on, we're all grown-ups here. Don't tell me I'm seeing one thing, but something else is really going on. we got a lot of conundrums. And so today I want to approach a conundrum. We have all heard or considered the most famous of these conundrums, right? Which came first, the chicken or the egg? Now, the answer varies depending on your operating system, right? There are two operating systems. I'm not talking about Windows and Macintosh. I'm talking about FOS or GOS. So depending on your operating system, you're going to have a different answer. And that's what's going on in the world. Saul calls it the battle of the two visions. You either have an FOS or a GOS. It is a God operating system or a flesh operating system. See, if it's a God operating system, then there is no conundrum. Which came first, the chicken or the egg? That's easy. God created the chicken, who then had an egg, laid an egg. However, if you have a flesh operating system, you're stuck. And today I want you to consider a similar scenario. But this time, with two interesting words that we all throw around a lot. Trust and commitment. One of them is equivocated to the chicken. And one of them is equivocated to the egg. Trust and commitment. And that's why it's a conundrum. And, you know, I was flipping through some stuff on my social media this morning, and I saw this great quote, and supposedly it's by Desmond Tutu. I don't know if it is. I haven't done the fact-checking. Facebook didn't fact-check it for me, so how do I know if it's a lie or not, right? But either way, it's good. Supposedly Desmond Tutu said this: "We need to stop just pulling people out of the river. We need to go upstream and find out where they're falling in." Wow. This is why I know God guides my steps. This is why I know the omniscient God is in control, because God puts things in front of me right before I'm getting ready to go on, teach a 2.5-day class, before I'm ready to go on, do a 1-hour live radio show, right before I'm ready to go on and write up some scripture that I'm going to send out to thousands of people around the world, right before I do something. Many times God's put something right in front of me. Why? Because I have a GOS. I'm live streaming with God. I'm in the now moment with the Holy Spirit. I'm walking and talking and yakking with Yahweh, Jehovah, El Elyon, the Lord Most High. And so it's kind of like a game of Father May I. You move in the moment. Go left. Go right. Remember the Matrix when it starts off? Keanu Reeves. He's in the office. He gets a phone call. Okay, stop. 3 seconds. Now go. Stop. Now turn right. Now duck under this thing here. And after 2 seconds, go that way. Right? Because they're seeing everything. And they're talking to him. And so today, first of all, what is this thing called conundrum? You know, I love a good word. And conundrum's a good word, isn't it? Conundrum is a confusing and difficult problem or question. Another definition is a problem that is difficult to deal with. Another definition is a conundrum is a problem or puzzle which is difficult or impossible to solve. Another definition is a difficult problem and that is impossible or almost impossible to solve. And you ready for this? I got another definition. The definition conundrum is a situation where there's no clear right answer, no good solution. See, that's a wrong answer. That is not the definition. And this is what's going on. We now can go to Wikipedia, Wikidictionary, and we can make up our own definitions of everything. And this is what's going on. There's no trust in this world, and there's no commitment. How can we commit to something if we can't trust? We can't even trust the words we're using. Here's a hilarious thread I got from Not the Bee. 28 everyday things that now have been labeled racist. Isn't this wonderful? So the picnic is now racist. We know that. And peanut butter jelly. You don't know that? Peanut butter jelly is racist, too. I'm reading articles. American cycling has a racist problem. So cycling is racist. And, of course, we all know that swimming is racist because we got to meet the black women pushing for equality in swimming. And now we find out coffee. These are all articles. Just so you know, coffee's racist. A pantry porn, a trend rooted in racist, sexist behavior. All our college professors telling us this, right? Women's pantries are racist. Bring Home the Bacon is racist. Philosophy is systematically racist. The Welsh language is racist. The master tradition is racist. Hunting is racist. Ladies and gentlemen, when you can't trust that people are even telling you the right definition of a word, how can you commit to anything? Today, let's talk about this conundrum. We'll be right back.
Leadership Awakening even impacts the seasoned pros. Take a listen at these comments from Kevin, who recently attended Leadership Awakening.
I've struggled with a lot of things. I've been in so many different trainings, followed Tony Robbins, John Maxwell, all these great self-development gurus, but I have never went through a training as difficult and as intense as that 48 hours that we went through. What we went through was absolutely amazing, and I'd love to share it with as many people as I could. I kept being told on how intense this training was going to be, that it was going to be difficult. I mean, I've walked on hot fire. I've broken arrows. I've walked on glass. I've done so many things. I thought, how hard could this be? Well, the number one thing that I gained from Leadership Awakening was another level of awareness.
Ready to go for another level of awareness? Go to likeitmatters.net and click on schedule to register for the next Leadership Awakening class in Minneapolis, March 30th through April 1st. That's likeitmatters.net.
Soaking up the sun in Fiji, walking through the Sculpture Garden in Minneapolis, or standing in awe at the Grand Canyon. We're where you are. Listen to Freedom 1570 at Odyssey.com or with the free Odyssey app.
Some days, I feel so down, I can barely get out of bed. Is this depression?
Mental Health Minnesota is here to help 7 days a week with resources, peer support, online screenings, connections to treatment, and crisis services. It's anonymous, confidential, and free of charge. Whether you're living with a mental health condition, are concerned about someone you love, or could use some support, Mental Health Minnesota is here for you. MentalHealthMN.org. Sponsored by Mental Health Minnesota, the Minnesota Broadcasters Association, and this station.
There's only one option in the Twin Cities to get multiple competitive bids on siding, roofing, or windows without a parade of long-winded, high-pressure salespeople. Set up a free appointment with me today at getmythreequotes.com. That's the number three, getmythreequotes.com.
Welcome to the world of Mr. Black.
You've had a difference in your relationship with God, too. Tell me about that.
I was raised in a church and I kind of stepped away in my adult life. And this class kind of brought me right back to my faith, and that's a huge, huge part of my life that's just been missing. And I feel rejuvenated, if that makes sense, that, you know, knowing that God's walking right next to me every day, every night, you know, he's right here for me and everyone else for that matter. But he's here for me right now.
And you have some peace, don't you?
Oh, it's really amazing. Sorry, I'm going to get emotional.
That's okay.
But it's amazing. It's an amazing feeling inside my heart.
Like It Matters' unique approach allows people to see, hear, and experience leadership in motion. Like It Matters Radio. Radio like it matters.
Welcome back to Like It Matters Radio. Radio, like it matters, inspiration, education, and application. I am Black, and today we're approaching a conundrum. And by the way, if you missed the first segment, I already solved one of life's greatest puzzles, one of life's greatest riddles, one of life's greatest conundrums. That by itself is worth the price of admission, right? What was that conundrum? Well, the question was this, and it's always been this. Which came first, the chicken or the egg? Well, that's easy. God created the chicken, who then had an egg. But see, your frame, your internal communication, either allows you to agree with that answer or wants you to fight with me and tell me how wrong I am. Here's a question for you. How old was Adam when God created him? Yeah, you can't answer that, can you? Because it's a need-to-know basis. But we do know this, he wasn't a baby. So here he is day one, but how old is he, 13? Is he 33? Age when someone can become a rabbi? Huh, isn't that interesting? But he's created. Day one, he was not one day old. He was a lot older than that in our terms. Which goes back now to the dating of the earth, which is why, again, science has never disproved the Bible. Real science. Because how old was the earth then when God created it? See? He could have created it at a billion years old. And so then you can do carbon dating. So the young Earth and the new Earth are both applicable and both can coexist together. See, that's why you can't question God. How can you take the infinite knowledge of an omniscient God, eternal being, and put it into the finite space called the human brain? How do you take the Pacific Ocean and put it in a Dasani water bottle? And for some of you that use your lack of knowledge, your small-mindedness, that you can't figure something out of God because you can't figure it out, then there is no God, that is one of the stupidest, illogical reasonings you could ever come up with. It should be the opposite. If you can figure everything about your God out, might I suggest something? Your God is too small. Get a bigger one. Get a bigger one. And dang it, start thinking for yourself. Quit acting like a child. When you were a child, you did childish things. You were told what to think. My son at 8 years old does not have the right to correct me. I do not physically discipline my kids anymore like I used to. But I will rip into him. You do not correct your father. You're 8 years old. I'm 57. It's not your role. This is where you got to go back to common sense, people. When we can't even understand what a meaning of a word is, when we're lied to about a meaning of a word. And Bill Clinton started this. What is it? I did not have sexual relations with that woman. Oh, my gosh. He paid Paula $850,000 to go away. Hush money. Hillary Clinton destroyed subpoenaed information with hammers. Acid washed a hard drive to keep information from going to the FBI. Not a single person was arrested. Not a single person was charged. Not a single mark on anybody's record. No one's panty drawer was raided. No former president was harassed. Come on, people. Shake it off. It's mass formation. The way you define a word matters. You got to go back to the dictionary. It was J. Vernon McGee who said we're all speaking the same language, but we're using a different dictionary. Yes, there's a lot of conundrums. Yes, there's a lot of confusing and difficult problems and questions. Yes, there's problems and puzzles which seem difficult or possibly impossible to solve. Yes. What I do is work on your critical thinking. We were given the ability to creatively think, to critically think. We're called to test things. We're called to know things. And so you got to understand when you're talking to someone first, you got to begin with the right definition. And it was Desmond Tutu that said we need to stop just pulling people out of the river. We need to go upstream. Find out why they're falling in. That's called vision. And today I want to really hit this thing in trust and commitment. What's going on in America? What's going on in the breakup of our family? What's going on in our church? Why is America so screwed up? Why are families so screwed up? I'm telling you, it's because of trust and commitment. That's what today's show is about. And the conundrum is this, not if it is about trust and commitment. The conundrum is, which comes first, trust or commitment? Why do I bring this up? Because I'm a leadership trainer. That's the first and foremost what I've been doing for over 30 years. I train leaders. Leaders move people. Leaders have a purpose. Leaders have a sense of direction. Leaders know who they are. They know why they're here. They know where they're going. Leaders are about living significant lives. To not just have some success in their own world, but to make an impact in others. Leaders ask themselves three questions. Where am I now? Where am I going? What will it take to get there and how long? Leaders go where others fail to go, and they create a path for others to follow. What's lacking today is good leadership. We got lots of followers. We got lots of poor leadership. I don't care if you're red or blue. The people running this country right now are a joke. Now, come on. If you can't admit that, then you absolutely have a FOS. You're not a God-operating system. You're not a child of God. And you might be smoking a little too much cannabis. There's something God gave me about 20 years ago. And I used to call them the four C's of leadership, but I also call it four C's of teamwork. Let me just call it the four C's of life. Because it's reality. And this is where I talk about the trust and commitment. But I changed it over a while. And I changed it from the four C's of life to the four plus one C's of life. Because the greatest commandment God gives us is to remember. God doesn't, the greatest commandment is not about idolatry and adultery, and both of those are bad. They can kill you eternally. The greatest commandment is to remember. Now, you got to figure out to remember what. Because we remember our screw-ups, we remember our shortcomings, we remember all our failings, we remember how this person lied to us, we remember how this person said, trust me, and you wish you never would have. We remember how disappointed we are in God. We remembered how disappointed others are in us. We remember all the wrong things. And now we live in a country that's run by the spirit of the Antichrist, that's run by the prince of the power of the air. And they want you to remember not just all the stuff that's happened to you. Keep a record wrong. Everything that's ever happened to you is probably a white person who did it to you. And not only that, if you don't have enough stuff to make you really angry, go ahead and go back 100 years beyond that. And anybody that might in any way be associated with you today, just think about how terrible they were treated. And if that's not enough hatred and bitterness stirred up in you, let's make up a false history. And make you an angry black person so that you will hate white people, so you will hate America, so you will destroy the fabric of the country that your ancestors were supposedly stolen from and brought over here. Four plus one C's of life. Keep it simple, soldier. Commitment, communication, clear vision, consensus. And after those four, and only after those four, can you add the plus one, which is consistency. And by the way, the four plus one C's of life are not to be confused with the three C's of a delicious life. You know the three C's of a delicious life. Ms. Black and I shared this with you before. Cilantro, cinnamon, and coconut. Whew. I'm a great chef, man. Cilantro, cinnamon, coconut. You give me those three, and of course I need garlic too, don't get me wrong. You give me those three, and I'm good to go. So let me go through these four plus one C's of leadership, and then I'm going to break it down the next two segments, why it is what it is. The first C is commitment, and I always cover that first because it's the most important thing, but because of the show title, I'm going to cover it last. So let's go to the second C, communication. Under communication, I always deal with two types. Whenever we talk about communication, there are two types, communication with ourselves and communication with others. Self is called intrapersonal, inside the person, and others is called interpersonal. And what most people take classes on, they study, is they study communication with others, interpersonal. See, communication is the foundation for all relationships, both business and personal. What good is a mission, a vision, values, and beliefs if they're not communicated? And you cannot be an effective leader if you can't effectively communicate. But here's what you got to get. Our intrapersonal, the communication we have with ourselves, our self-talk, our thinking, is the frame by which we communicate with other people. And we're going to go through that later. The third C is clear vision. And clear vision is all about three questions. Where am I now? Where am I going? What will it take to get there? And how long? The fourth C is consensus. And consensus is about ability to gain agreement. A consensus is a method of gaining agreement with groups for problem solving, decision making, a way in which everyone discusses the issues and reaches a decision all can support. It incorporates the knowledge and experience, ideas and feelings of all members of a group. I teach agreement gaining skills. Agreement gaining is nothing more than selling. That's all you need. Gaining agreement is nothing more than selling. Selling people on your product or your service, your hand in marriage, your belief in God. And it's a skill. You got to learn it. I teach it. Go to likeitmatters.net. I'll teach you. Now, we'll go back to the first C. The first C is commitment. What I always say about commitment, and commitment is about trust. I have them write a one word trust. And here's why. If people can't trust you, how can they commit to you? And if people don't believe you're committed to their well-being, how can they trust you? Think about this in our marriage. Think about this with our children. If people can't commit to you, maybe it's because they don't trust you. And if people aren't trusting you, maybe it's because they felt that you haven't been committed to their well-being. Stay with me. After 3 minutes, we're going to break this down. We'll be right back.
Here's a real student testimonial for Like It Matters Leadership Awakening Training.
The way we met Scott was through an answered prayer. We had a business associate who recommended a leadership training process. Initially, you know, I had been through just a series of all kinds of leadership training and felt like I had been trained as much as I possibly could. You know, we went and went hesitantly. But the one thing, it would have to be consistent with my faith. And it was your awakening class. And that class was absolutely not only the answer to prayers, business, but personally. It gave us the tools and it gave us the foundation to be able to really formalize and verbalize our values.
To learn more from Mr. Black, the next Leadership Awakening class in Minneapolis is March 30th through April 1st. Details at likeitmatters.net.
You know what the best thing about all the snow on my roof is?
What's that?
Well, it hides the fact that I need a new roof.
Well, there is that. Call JTR Roofing. JTR will give you an estimate and get your project on their calendar ASAP this spring.
But there's a bunch of roofing and siding companies. Why should I call JTR?
Check out their online reviews, like this one. I was able to get everything repaired at a great value. JTR Roofing Service is above and beyond. I highly recommend them.
Yeah, okay.
Or this one. We're very pleased with the work JTR Roofing did. The quality and professionalism was outstanding. They did the job in one day and had everything cleaned up as well.
Hmm.
Locally owned JTR Roofing stands behind their work, and they'll be around for you in the years to come.
JTR Roofing. Sounds like I better give them a call.
Visit JTRRoofingInc.com. That's JTRRoofingInc.com to set up your no-obligation consultation. JTR Roofing, windows, siding, and gutters. JTRRoofingInc.com.
We are all in the construction business, constructing memories, relationships, new ideas, and a legacy that will outlive us. Life is best imagined as a construction project.
Hey, can we get that backhoe over here?
At Like It Matters, we craft tools and teach you how to use them. Mr. Black has a bevy of tools to help you build your life into your dream. One of those tools is individual life counseling. The best analogy is a life caddy, because sometimes you just need another set of eyes. A second tool, books by Mr. Black, always opening up your mind. Third, workshops, where we teach people how they work and how to function at a higher level. And don't forget the daily radio show, Like It Matters, at 11 a.m. on Freedom 1570.
Nice job. That's it for today. Wrap it up.
Contact Mr. Black at mr.black@likeitmatters.net. Building a better you today. Likeitmatters.net. Helping people live their lives like they matter. That's mr.black@likeitmatters.net. Discover the tools to build your relationships, your vision, and your life.
Welcome back to Like It Matters Radio. Radio, Like It Matters, inspiration, education, and application. And in a very short period of time, I'm going to be up in Minnesota, Minneapolis specifically. So actually a week from today, I will be up there. We start a class next Thursday, March 30th. It's going to be a great class. Right now we only have 8 people. We got room for another 8 people. Come on, get off your butts. You want to meet God? You want the next level? You want to clean up the stinking thinking? You want to clean up some of those hitchhikers that have attached to your vessel over the last 5, 6, 7, 10, 20, 30 years? You want to pull the boat out of the water and scrape the hull? You want to get cleaned up? You want to add some of those refreshness, those livening things? That's what I do. I clean up your thinking, and I resuscitate the heart, because most people shut off their heart a long time ago. And why wouldn't you? The world is painful. America's falling apart. I don't recognize this country. For a lot of us, we're mourning the loss of our country. You wonder what's wrong. People wonder what's wrong. Well, you got some time. My country left my God. My country left sanity. What used to be considered crazy is now considered normal. What used to be considered normal is now considered crazy. I mean, I'm now the biggest threat to my country, not China, not Russia. not nuclear weapons, not global warming, but a white conservative Christian, Scott Black, to Joe Biden, is the biggest threat to America. That I had lose sleep over that. That's just stunning. I live in a country where I'm an enemy of the state. I just never could have believed that. And so many of you are okay with that. I'm talking to Minnesotans here. You guys vote red, I mean blue, all the time. You vote for criminals. You vote for people who have no interest but their own in mind, and yet you keep voting for them because of the color of their skin, because of what tagline they have after their name. It just stuns me. Some of you need to reach out to Desmond Tutu because he's got some advice to you. His advice is this: we need to just stop pulling people out of the river. We need to go upstream and find out why they're falling in, people. What do you mean why they're falling in? Oh, you don't know they're falling in? Okay, here, let me give you a little headlines. Remember, it was Billy Graham that said, any pastor worth his weight has a Bible in one hand and newspaper in the other. How about this one? With all the advancement women, USA Today gives Woman of the Year to a transgender state lawmaker. Isn't that amazing? So USA Today gave a man the Woman of the Year honors. And, of course, Jill Biden presented the International Woman of Courage to a biological male. This is how unimportant women are today, that you vote for people who give your award away to men, who allow men to come into your sport and destroy any possibility of a woman winning anything. I mean, crazy. And yet, supposedly, these are all about women's rights, right? And you want me to believe that a man can have a baby. And then you tell me to follow the science. That's what I'm saying. They're talking about political science. They're talking about power. They're not talking about anything else. Power. So let me just give you some news here. New Jersey mom reported by military official for post objecting to polysexual poster. Angela Reading reportedly flagged by U.S. military officers for complaining about sexual posters at elementary school. A New Jersey mother is suing after she was reported by a high-ranking U.S. military official. Get this now. Now our military is now turning in parents because they don't want their 8-year-old kid to have to read signs about sexuality, polysexual, multisexual. Mommy, what's polysexual? I don't want to tell my 8-year-old son what polysexual is. And then, oh, my gosh. So Angela Redding, mother, too, who served as a member of North Burlington Board of Education, made headlines in December after Major Christopher Schilling of Joint Base McGuire-Dix in New Jersey reportedly flagged her post to local police. So here's a military going to police to turn in a U.S. citizen. Why? Because her 7-year-old school's entrance had huge posters promoting polysexuality. Stunning. Why are teachers talking about their sexual beliefs with our kids? How is that okay? We used to call that pedophilia. But now teachers can talk to my 5-year-old, 6-year-old about sex, about transgender, about homosexual. What are you, and you guys are okay with that? Donald Trump's not in office. I mean, really going to sell your soul because you've been so programmed to hate the orange man? How about this one? Maryland man arrested for attempting to kidnap middle schooler at bus stop. Jamal Germany, again, you won't hear anybody's skin color and all that. When you don't hear skin color, you'll know why. A Maryland man was arrested and charged on Monday after attempting to kidnap a child waiting at a bus school stop. Jamal Germany, 30, allegedly grabbed a Redland Middle School student at Towncrest Drive near Washington in an attempt to pull that student in. And again, doesn't say the sex of the student at all. Again, this guy is creepy looking. How about this one? 2 teens arrested in jugging attack that left a single mom paralyzed. Houston police arrested 2 teens in connection with a robbery that left a woman paralyzed, authorities announced in a press conference Friday. This type of violence will not be tolerated in our city. Isn't that amazing? Joseph Harrell, 17, and 19-year-old Zynika Aisha Woods. Joseph Harrell and Zynika Aisha Woods are now charged with aggravated robbery. The victim, 44-year-old Thung, had withdrawn money from bank, and the suspect allegedly followed her 24 miles away to a shopping center. Suspect allegedly attempted to grab the mother of three, spilling her belongings on the sidewalk. After running off with a wallet, the suspect allegedly went back and body slammed the petite woman. He then ran off again, this time with the envelope containing the $4,300 she had just withdrawn. The injury Thong suffered left her paralyzed. And these two young people of color, you see their mugshots, angry, bitter. See, we're telling people, black people, that you're a victim, that you're terrible. See, why does this matter? I'm going to tell you why. Because we act as if. So you got to be careful what you attach to your identity. This is why there's no commitment. And this is why there's a lack of trust. The two are feeding each other. And let me give you another story, and I'll wrap this up because this is what makes sense. Here's another one. Indiana police say missing teen's parents force him to wear a shirt with demeaning words are now heartbroken. Scotty Dean Morris, missing from Eaton, Indiana for 6 days, was allegedly forced to wear a T-shirt with a handwritten message, "I'm a liar." In first announcing Morris was missing, the Eaton Police Department shared a photo to its official website, listen to this, showing the teen with a shaved head and wearing a white T-shirt with handwritten demeaning words, including "I'm a liar," "hurt," and "cheat." The department later took it down and shared a more cropped version of the image showing just Morris's buzz-cut face. WPTA said Turner confirmed Morris's parents forced him to wear the T-shirt as a form of punishment. But, big but here, the chief added that the shaved head was allegedly the teen's idea. Da-da-da. And I really bother, but the shirt, it was kind of orthodox. It was disturbing, and we're looking into that. So they're looking into, I don't think police have the right to interfere with what that parent's doing. However, what that parent's doing is wrong. Now, I saw a picture of this little kid, 14-year-old boy. He looks empty. He looks beaten down. He looks lost. He looks empty. And see, why this matters is because this is what's going on around us. It's the neurological levels. This is why you got to be careful telling people they're victims. This is why you got to be careful of telling people that they're a liar. See, we have six logical levels. This is what's called the logical levels. Dr. Robert Diltz came from Gregory Bateson's Ecology of Mind. The implication is a tree structure. It's called a tree of change. See, each one of these levels, we have beliefs and values, in turn is related to a particular group of things. And the bottom level is behavior. Behavior is, before that's environment. Environment's first. So it's how the environment we put ourselves in. And the study of epigenetics tells us that we are a community of 300 trillion cells, all driven by our environment. If you put someone in a good environment, they'll do good things. If you put people in a bad environment, they're going to do bad things, or bad things will happen to them. And then above that, you have behavior. And behavior is the prime focus in this field. Internal representations support behavior that is good. And then above that, you go to capabilities. Above that, you go to beliefs and values. Above that, you go to identity. And then above that, you go to spirit. Now, why does this matter? I keep saying this. There's a law in or rule in HR, human resources, says you criticize the behavior, not the person. And you reinforce the person, not the behavior. And so, again, the logical levels are spirit, identity, beliefs, values, capabilities, behavior, and environment. Now, a couple of points to remember. The logical levels. It's easier to change things at the bottom than the top. In other words, it's easier to change your environment than it is to change your beliefs and values. Okay? Now, change takes place from the top down, not from the bottom up. It is trickle-down change. It's like Albert Einstein said, you can never solve a problem at the same level it is created at. So if I have a problem with my capabilities, I cannot deal with it there. I must go above that to the beliefs and values. And then thirdly, you can't change an issue at the same level it's created at. Which is what I just said. I'm sorry. I restated that. I had it written down here. So you got to understand that. And it's a lot easier to change the things on the bottom than it is the top. And change takes place from the top down. So my son Christian lies to me. Here's a behavior. And so if I say you're a liar like these parents did, then I have now taken a behavior and attached it to his identity. Why does that matter? Because it's a lot. Two reasons. Number one, it's a lot easier to change what you're doing than who you are. And number two, this is the most important one. We act as if. See, we are self-fulfilling creatures. If we've been told all our life that we're a mistake, we're a mistake, we're a mistake, we're a mistake, we will act like a mistake. If we're told all the time, you're a victim, you're a victim, you're a victim, you're a victim, you'll act like a victim. And you know what happens to a victim when they're not rescued quick enough? They become a persecutor. And that's what's happening in America now, is turning all these black people into persecutors. They are now justified by hating, by destroying, by killing, by maiming. What you should have said to that boy and what I said to my son is, Christian, you lied to me. That's not acceptable. And see, with that, I can establish trust with my son. And with that trust, I'll get him to commit to living a life that matters. I'm black. We'll be back after these three-minute questions.
Welcome to the world of Mr. Black.
You've had a difference in your relationship with God, too. Tell me about that.
I was raised in a church and kind of stepped away in my adult life. And this class kind of brought me right back to my faith. And that's a huge, huge part of my life that's just been missing. And I feel rejuvenated, if that makes sense, that, you know, knowing that God's walking right next to me every day, every night, you know, he's right here for me and everyone else for that matter. But he's here for me right yeah. now.
And you have some peace, don't you?
Oh, it's really amazing. Sorry, I'm going to get emotional.
That's okay.
But it's amazing. It's an amazing feeling inside my heart.
Like It Matters' unique approach allows people to see, hear, and experience leadership in motion. Like It Matters Radio. Radio like it matters.
Sightseeing in Paris, at the mall in Bloomington, or on horseback in Dallas. We're where you are. Listen to Freedom 1570 at Odyssey.com or with the free Odyssey app.
Your home may be making you sick. This is Sheila Hittner from Our Healthy Homes. In 23 years of selling real estate, I've seen a lot of sick homes filled with toxic chemicals on the floor, the countertops, and yes, in the air. Tune in to Our Healthy Home Saturdays at 10 a.m. We'll help you replace the poisons with natural, safe products that work wonderfully and are less expensive.
Our Healthy Homes with Keith and Sheila Hittner, Saturday mornings at 10, here on Freedom 1570.
You can help feed hungry Twin Cities kids and get 40 radio ads. Call right now to make a $1,500 donation to Matter and get 40 commercials to use or donate. Call our business benefactor hotline, 651-289-4444, 651-289-4444.
This is Scott B. Black, Master Trainer for Like It Matters and your host for Like It Matters Radio. Calling all Leadership Awakening graduates, the time is now to raise the bar, to finish what you started. As a graduate of Leadership Awakening, you know how transformational awakening is. However, it's also incomplete. Leadership Adventure is about applying what you learned in Leadership Awakening. How do you take a team of leaders through the undulating line of life and success? Welcome to the second half of the Leadership Experience, Leadership Adventure. This is a fun class and is done in an outdoor adventure setting. Leadership Awakening goes from 1 to 25. Leadership Adventure goes from 26 to 100. This is not Leadership Awakening a second time. It is a whole new adventure that picks up right where you left off in Leadership Awakening. If you are ready for the next level, the time is now to register for Leadership Adventure, March 2nd through 4th and April 9th through 11th. Details at likeitmatters.net. Welcome back to Like It Matters Radio. Radio, like it matters. Inspiration, education, and application. Trust and commitment. What a conundrum. What comes first, trust or commitment? I don't know. I do know in the chicken and the egg, that's a pretty easy thing. Because God created a chicken who then had an egg. But do we need trust that begets commitment? Or do we need commitment that begets trust? And do you wait for one to deliver before you deliver? I believe a simple thing is that you trust until you have no reason not to, until someone gives you not to. And commitment's not about the other person. Commitment's about me. Commitment's when I stood on the altar with my wife, Valerie Black, and before God, told God that I would honor him by loving her. And so it took me 50 years to figure this out. But we stand on and give our wedding vows. Those wedding vows, first and foremost, are given to God and then to our bride or to our husband. Well, first and foremost, it's a commitment to God. And see, commitment's a personal thing. Commitment's self-defining. Commitment, I'm going to be a committed person. That's who I am. I don't care if I'm working at 7-Eleven. I'm going to give commitment. And by the way, if you don't know what 100% is, if you don't know what real commitment is, let me define it for you. I use three initials, HBS. HBS, heart, body, and soul. That's commitment. That's all-out effort. Why? I'll prove my point. If I take away your heart, and I take away your body, and I take away your spirit, your essence, your soul, what's left? Nothing, honey. Nothing, honey. Got it? Nothing, honey. That's commitment. And there are 4+1 C's of life, of leadership, of commitment, of teamwork, whatever you want to call them. Commitment, communication, clear vision, consensus, and consistency. And the first one is always commitment. I always start with commitment. Because without commitment, nothing great can happen. And without commitment, how can somebody trust you? If you have someone in their life that doesn't follow through, that you have to remind them of doing everything 30 times, if they tell you things in the evening and you know what they're going to do tomorrow morning and you know when you get to tomorrow morning they're not going to do it, number one, how do you trust that person? Right? You really can't. But you got to understand that. And so then the next thing, going, well, I guess I can't commit to them either. See, that is not conditional. That's the difference. Trust is conditional, but commitment is not. I'm going to be the best husband to my wife, period. Now, I can't control what she's going to do to me. I can't control if she's going to love me or even like me. I can't control if we're going to make love on a regular basis. I can't control whether she's going to use 6, 8 two-letter words or 4-letter words. I can't control any of that. But what I can control is my commitment. See, that's what I work on. I work on the one person that we have absolute control over, and that is ourselves. And when you can master yourselves, when you live a self-examined life, when you know how you work, when you know who you are, when you know what your patterns are, what your normal things that you like to do are, when you know what your weaknesses are, you learn those things by self-examining your life. Commitment's about trust. If your team members can't trust you, will they follow you? Leaders have to push through tough situations. Most people pull back when they hit resistance, but true leaders push through that wall. That's why I talk about what I talk about. And it would be a lot easier if I didn't, but there's a problem. I'm seeing a lot of people in the river. We're pulling out a lot of people in the river, and I'm working to go upstream with you to tell you how they're falling in there. When you got people who leave communist country, who escape, who defect, and come to the land of the free, and they tell you warning signs, like, oh my gosh, what is happening in America? People, wake up. This is not about Donald Trump or Joe Biden. This is not about Yahweh or your way. North Korean defector shocked at what she learned at woke Ivy League school, brainwashing. A North Korean defector issued a stark warning Monday on woke ideology in American classrooms, believing the U.S. could absolutely be heading down the path of our home rogue regime if it doesn't reverse courses. Things that I learned at Columbia University really shocked me because it was exact. Listen, stop holding on to what you want to believe and listen to the truth. She was really shocked because it was the exact same thing that my North Korean teachers were brainwashing me in the classroom. We're teaching the same thing that North Korea is teaching, the same way, shouting people down, persecuting our political opponents. Look what they're doing to Donald Trump. I don't care how you voted. What's going on with that man is wrong. And too many of you people are quiet, and somehow you can put all your hatred on that one person, and somehow your life's going to be better if they kill Donald Trump or abuse Donald Trump or they throw him in jail. Somehow his demise is going to make you feel better. Now, there's something to look at right there by itself, because that is the opposite of love that God talks about in 1 Corinthians 13. Love does not rejoice in other people's struggles. Read it. And so don't call yourself a child of God when you hate on Donald Trump and you've been programmed by the devil to hate him. We're teaching the exact same things that North Koreans taught. But not just that. Here's another one. Christian who escaped Chinese persecution. This came out today. Warns U.S. descending in a communist style of governance. Bob Fu, president of the U.S.-based non-government church, a Christian nonprofit China Aid, said he's seen the same tactics in Western nations that the CCP uses to crack down on churches. The similarities are very, very striking between the Chinese communist way of persecution and the American leftist way of restricting and even discriminating. Fu said he has observed with concern how the left in the U.S. is increasingly exhibiting dictatorial attitudes both culturally and politically by censoring speech, enforcing, quote, woke culture, and not tolerating dissent. He pinpointed the alleged political weaponization of federal law enforcement agencies as a worrisome escalation of such trends. It is very shocking and horrible to see America's society transformation evolving from its constitutional basis, Fu said. Fu was a student leader. He's got street cred. See, you guys sit back and have never done anything hard and just sit around and get paid to go to school and stuff, and you make these decisions. What about people who have actually been in the trenches? Fu was a student leader at the university during the Tiananmen Square protests in 1989. He became a Christian in the Chinese underground church decades ago. He said, as recounted in his 2013 book, God's Double Agent, he and his wife were imprisoned in Beijing for leading house churches, which are Christian congregations that have not been registered with the Chinese government. The couple escaped the country in 1996 and became refugees in the U.S. the next year. He said he founded China Aid in 2002 to provide a voice for those voiceless, persecuted brothers and sisters in China, as well as legal humanitarian aid to those who are persecuted, imprisoned, and tortured. And he said this about the Chinese. They only have one playbook, he said. I saw the governor of California basically prescribe and order the church to shut down and say not only when they can worship, but how they can worship. The ways that he threatened to punish those churches and pastors sometimes were word for word exactly the same as what the CCP is using against the Chinese churches. That's stunning. And so many of you don't seem to care. It's just stunning. This is why we're lacking. This is why people are lost. This is why people are hopeless. Our kids, I'm seeing it. I'm dealing with it. Our kids are lost. Why do you think teenage suicide is going through the roof? Why do you think there's so much dysphoria? People are lost. There's no hope. They're lied to about everything. They're lied to about words. I mean, remember, words have different meanings. You've got to make sure you're not lying to people. Kids learn. When I was a kid, I told you this yesterday, we used to have a saying, never trust anybody over 35. I thought it was stupid, but now I get it. Now I get it. And now we're getting to the point where you can't believe anything. And here's the problem. Then when your parents tell you stuff, you don't believe that either because everything's a lie. That's why you've got to be aware of the belief system. You've got to be aware of how you're showing up. Remember, kids are always watching, and they're learning. Leadership's a loop. You got to flex your pecs. It's permission. It's example. It's culture. What are your actions or lack of actions giving people permission to do? What example are you showing your kids? Are you a warrior or a wimp? Are you a FOS or GOS? Are you willing to help people or just criticize people? They're watching. They're figuring this out. And if your kids learn that nobody else can be trusted, but they can trust you, then they will commit you tell them. And if they know that you're committed to their safety, you're concerned for them, then you might be the only one they trust. I know tens of thousands of people, and I got a lot of trust. And can I tell you why? Those people trust me because of my level of commitment. Because they've seen me in the fire with them. They've seen me commit to them. They've seen me be my word. Not just in a class, not just on radio, but time after time, day after day. That's why trust and commitment, they go hand in hand. You might want to get some and give some. I am Mr. Black, helping you become more hopeful about your future, reminding you when you live your life like it matters, it does.
Financial Group is not a law firm.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. In the process, started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. The crazy thing is, this never ends. Even when you die, your family's now going to be stuck with this burden. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. If we take you as a client, I guarantee we'll cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call for your free information kit. 800-746-3737. 800-746-3737. 800-746-3737.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.